I think that by and large, if this campaign is about Medicare, the likely advantage goes to the Democrats. They tend to be more trusted when it comes to issues like benefit programs. And the Ryan plan does have its vulnerabilities. It does change the whole basic structure of Medicare. Now, you can fairly say Paul Ryan has had the courage to take on a very thorny and unpopular problem. Fair enough. But his answers can be vulnerable. And give him credit. He's fought back. You saw him over the weekend with his arm around his mother, gets Medicare, lives in Florida, and a very appealing picture of mother and son and this attractive young guy saying, I'd never do anything to hurt my mother and other seniors in Florida. So Republicans are fighting back, but I do think they understand that they're vulnerable on this issue.
When it comes down to it, economy is still issue number one, isn't it?
Well, I agree with you about that, Amanda, but one of the odd things here is by naming Paul Ryan, to some extent, the Republicans risk moving the focus off of jobs. The Romney campaign for months has really run a very straightforward, rather simple strategy, which is talk about the economy as often as possible and offer Romney as the guy with the business experience who can create jobs. Over the last week or two, the word jobs has barely been uttered on the campaign trail. And, you know, the Democrats are vulnerable on that issue, no matter what else is true. The unemployment rate is going to start with an 8 on Election Day. And there are a whole lot of people in this country who do not feel better off than they were when Obama was elected. So if the Democrats can succeed in talking about Medicare as opposed to unemployment, it's probably a plus.